Welcome to Divine Narratives, the weekly podcast where stories bridge the gap between our everyday lives and spiritual devotion. Hosted by Ronald Myers Jr., every week we share stories that enrich your faith and enhance your connection to God. Whether you're seeking inspiration, comfort, or a deeper understanding of your spiritual journey, you're in the right place. So find a quiet spot, settle in, and let's prepare our hearts to receive the messages God has woven into today's story. Ready to draw closer to God through the power of storytelling? Let's begin.
I never fully understood the workings of the bewitching hour until I arrived behind enemy lines. Immediately, I began feeling the impact of what the enemy was capable of. The issue was, I was ignorant of what was happening. Prior to this, I had no thought or concern about what really took place after midnight. I grew up believing that after midnight, it wasn't a good idea to be in the streets, but what really takes place is far worse. As a Christian and a spirit being, we rarely stop to consider what that entails, how that affects us, and the consequences we can face because of our ignorance. In today's story time, I will take a stab at reveal to you through my experiences what is going on after midnight. The first thing I must point out is that the enemy is very strategic in how it attacks you. Many times, it knows you as well as you know yourself. It has been monitoring you whether you knew it. That's how it knows how and where to attack you. I noticed right away that in the moments I was attempting to spend time with God, there would be interference. Whether it was prayer, studying the Word, or simply meditating on things, there was always inference. The next thing I noticed was that I was consistently being attacked by my body. I have had some unique and unfamiliar things happening to my body. I have a scar that will not heal. The many bodily scars I've gotten since being here are far too many. Not to mention the countless times I've lost my balance, almost falling to the floor. The pains that would show up out of nowhere were becoming normal, or the daily bouts of fatigue. These are just some of the few things I picked up on and began realizing that something was off. Other things included my belongings disappearing, sensing something was there. But I saw nothing or difficulties in doing anything pertaining to kingdom advancement, like doing this podcast. The challenges I faced doing this podcast behind enemy lines were frustrating, but I am determined to doing what God has asked me to do. As I saw spiritually what was taking place around me, I knew I had to function differently. I knew I had to fight differently. The truth is, in the beginning of being there, I was losing the battle. But one thing about me is, I'm a quick learner. I study people and things I'm interested in passionately. If you are in my life, there's not much I won't know about you. That's one of my many gifts. I see people well. Remember, the enemy is very good at what it does, but it's not original, meaning it uses the same tactics repeatedly. If you see the tactics, you know how to work around them. That's exactly what I did. As I saw what was taking place, I adjusted. As I adjusted, the enemy tried to adjust. The problem the enemy has is that it's not that smart. It's a copycat. So that means when it's up against someone that understands who he is and the weapons at his disposal, he's lost. That was the case. I move so effectively that I can see that the enemy is angry at why what it's trying isn't working. Is there some divine help? Of course, but not to the degree you may think. God put me to be in this situation to show me some things, to strengthen me in some areas, and to open my eyes to some truths, all in working for my good. God put me in this situation to help set my family free, to set them up to receive the gift of salvation. See, I'm the first in my family to break free from the bondage and slavery of Satan. That came through a lot of hard work, pain, and suffering. The outcome, though, is well worth it. Not just for myself, my son, and my future wife, but for my bloodline. When I arrived in the enemy's camp, I had no clue why God arranged for this to happen. By the end of my stay, it all made sense. I accomplished everything God sent me there to do. I am stronger, I am wiser, and my eyes have been opened more than they have ever been. What happens between 1E2 and 300 AM is the time when the enemy is at work, setting its plans together to come against you, the believer in Jesus. It's when the plans are being formed to come against you. While you're peacefully asleep, it's plotting your next downfall. Therefore, 12 is Pharaoh's AM is a time for intercessory prayer for many children of God. to fight off the advances of the enemy that are being prepared against you. This is also why there's the need for prayer watchers. It is their job to watch and pray in the Spirit on behalf of God's children. This also is why we cannot afford to be ignorant of spiritual matters, which is why I'm sharing this story with you. What happens between these hours is real. Witchcraft is real. Dark magic is real. The kingdom of darkness is real. Ignorance of these things will leave you in a state of deception. You do not want to be there. I suffered because of my ignorance. One day, I will fully share the depth of the things I've endured at the hands of the enemy. Many of you will wonder, how am I still standing? It's called grace and the mercy of God. It's true, I've been through more than most because of being a prophet, but these things apply to every believer of Jesus Christ. Don't allow deception, as there is no randomness. Everything carries a spiritual significance and is occurring to you with a purpose, whatever that purpose may be. It's upon you to find the cause and purpose of what your battles are. With everything I now know, I can tell you why most of what I've gone through has been the case. I want you to do the same in your life. In doing so, you will have the enemy under your feet as a footstool. Receive this as truth and in love. Be blessed.
Thank you for joining us on Divine Narratives. It's been a blessing to share this time and story with you, and I hope it has brought you a step closer to understanding God's presence in your life. Remember, every week we explore new stories that illuminate our path to deeper faith and connection with God. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. If today's story has touched your heart or inspired your spiritual journey, please consider sharing it with others who might also benefit. I'm believing for peace and spiritual growth until we meet again next week. God bless you.